So the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has a Rabbi says that Shinu Yiskoina, and he quotes a different pasuk from Beis Hillel that we spoke about, and then he says that he knows that the din is that Yush Yiskoina, but he's not sure about quoting a pasuk, but he's not sure whether it's a din deraisa or din derabban. And Rav Yosef disagrees. He holds that even with the rabbanon, it's not koina. Why should I say that why should I say that Yush is kind of the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, "Mepnei takonas hashoven," to encourage the ganav to do tshuva. If you'll tell him to be matriach on him, to tell him that even after Yush has to still return it, so then he may never decide to do tshuva. This will encourage him to do tshuva. What right do the chachamim have to self call self? The fellow is violating an isa gezel. If you hold that Yush is not koinim and atur, so he still holds on to it, he's constantly in violation of Gezel. How can we allow a person to do an aver? That's the question, what does he mean? We paskin, yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakadov min atur b'shevi al ta'ase, v'en koach b'yad chachamim lakadov min atur b'kum b'yasei. So the examples in the Gemara in Yevam is Dav Tzadik on the base of yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakadov min atur b'shevi al ta'ase is that they tell us not to shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, not to blow shofar, not to bring a korban pesach, not to put on tzitzis, or not to do a mitzvah sesek. Here, it's not only not to fulfill the heshivus hagzela, calls man that the gzela still belongs to the nigzal, he's over on the sigzal, he's in violation of a lav. Is that called akiras dov men atorah bekum v'yasei? Shevi al tasa versus kum v'yasei. Rabbi Chana Vassaman in a sefer on Yevamos, his classic sefer, Kovitz Aris, writes, you can understand the Gemara in two ways. Yesh koach b'yad chacham lakadar min atur b'shei b'yad tasa b'lein koach b'yad chacham lakadar mekum li'asei. The rabbis don't have the ability to allow the balabatim to drive to shul on Shabbos. That's because driving to shul is kum li'asei as opposed to shei b'yad tasa. Driving to shul is an avera as opposed to shei b'yad tasa, which is a bitla mitzvah. They don't have the ability to tell an eshes ish she can remarry. That the avera is bekum liyaseh, and it's also an avera. What if it's an avera, but the avera is violated b'shevi al tasa? The ganav doesn't return the geneva. Rabbi Chana has a discussion about that, whether that's called kum liyaseh ashevi al tasa. Over here, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tzadik that it doesn't pose a problem. Here, the mechanism whereby the chachamim have the ability to make the takon is hefkasha. Whenever it's in the area of dinim amanis, the mechanism is easier to understand. It's not with a koach v'yad chachanim. It's based on hefke bez nehefke. That's easy enough. But the question is, if not for that hefke bez nehefke, would this have been considered a shevi al tasa? Would this be considered a kum liyaseh? Doesn't matter. Okay. So Rav Yosef holds that Yush is not kind of period. Not min haTorah, not min haRabbanan. Rav Yosef and Rabba were contemporaries. So he disagrees with Rabba. Rabba is convinced that the din is that Yush is koinah, but he's just not sure whether it's koinah and atar koinah with the rabban. We found very strange after we kept on learning and learning, so we found that the Gemara later, in the last parak, has a machloek is satanoi, whether Yush is koinah, Yush is not koinah. But not lumuchsen chamar, kuf yudal and aleph. The Gemara says, one tana holds Yush ki di koinah, one tana holds Yush ki di loy koinah. So that was a big problem. How come the Gemara never says that this machloek is amarai, is kitanoi? It's identical with the machloekes satana. Maybe there's some distinction between the two. But I'll be pashtus, it's the same issue. So again, so Rabbi is convinced that the Yush is kind of just not sure whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbana. Rabbi Yosef thinks that Yush is not kind. So Rabbi Yosef's raya that Yush is not kind of was from the Mishnah later. Gozal chametz va'oval va'al pesach, omaloi haresh aloch lefanecho. So he mentioned the Gemara in Gittin, points out that the Mishnah seems to be assuming that Hezek Sheina Niker is Lav Shmei Hezek. If the din would have been Machlek Yisamarayim, so the Gemara proves from this Mishnah, if the din were that Hezek Sheina Niker were Shmei Hezek, the Ganav would not be able to return the Chometz after Pesach and say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, because after all it was Huzak. So what's wrong if it's Huzak? So Tosfos writes in interpreting the Gemara, what's the Hechacha? What's the Gemara's proof in this Mishnah that Hezek Sheina Niker is Lav Shmei Hezek, the thing is still behind, and it's the Loi Nishtana. So whenever the Ganak wasn't Koinag De Shinoi, so you can say Harei Shalach Al Fanecho. So how does it prove that it's Loi Huzak? So Tosfos says that the two Atolis are Bezeh. If it's Huzak, then it's called Nishtana. If it's not Huzak, then it's not called Nishtana. Which is very strange. Well, every time, let's say I scratch your car. You bought a brand new car and you paid a fortune of money for it, and then I make a gash in the front and it looks awful, but it's not Nishtana, it looks terrible. So who's that? Because it's not Nishtana. Why is it totally Zebzeb? Very strange cases. So that's where Abel Balil Soloveitchik points out in his Sefer on the Rambam, based on what his father, Rab Chaim, has in his Sefer on the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to hold that these are two distinct psukim, and we went through it. The Tosfos on the bottom of Samachem Beis says, why do you need two psukim to teach you the same thing? That Shinui is Koina. So the Rab Chaim explains on the Rambam that he holds that they're two different deeds. The Pasuk from Estan Zayna Heim Belo Shinui Yem tells you that Shinui is a Parim Chadosh's Bolokan, it's a different Chepzah. This Pasuk, Heishavas Hagzela Asher Gozal, the mitzvah of Hashav is only if it's Kein Sher Gozal. If it's not Kein Sher Gozal, no, it doesn't come to teach me the din of Shinui. Shinui, I know from the other Pasuk, Behem Belo Shinui Yem by Estan Zayna. This Pasuk tells me a new din, that if the Chepzah is Zuzak, the Nigzal has a schus to say, you don't have the right to stick me with it. If the Nigzal insists I want you to give it back, then he has to give it back. If the Gazlan would have been kind of a Shinoi, so then it's his. So then the Nigzal has no right to say, I demand that you should give back the Chayfetz Akzeh. If the Gazlan was kind, so it doesn't belong to the Nigzal anymore. But if just that the Chayfetz was Huzak, then we had that Rambam. The Rambam says the Nigzal has the option of demanding it back, or saying, I don't want you to stick me with that. I want you to pay instead. So that new din, that the Gzeilah Shehuzak, the Gazlan, has no right to insist on giving it back and saying, Harei Shalach L'Panecha, that's not that from this new Pasuk, the Heishav is Gzeilah Shehuzak. I bet the Gemara says, you learn from that Pasuk that Shinui is Kaina. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, you learn from the Pasuk. Rabbi says, Amar Rabbi Shinui Kaina Kzivot Tinini. He has a Mishnah, the Mishnah he quotes is in Reishis Hages, of all places. What did he quote in Mishnah? He quotes both. Yeah, he quotes two Mishnahs. One is from Agazal and one is from Reishis Hages. Yeah. And then he quotes the Pasuk, the Heshavik says, El Asher Gozal, that Pasuk teaches him that Shinui Kaina. Rab Chaim Eppes works on this. How can I say Pshat in the Ramam that the Ramah holds that the second Pasuk tells me a totally different din? But Rabbi doesn't say that anymore. Rabbi says that Pasuk is the Makkah for the din of Shinui Kaina. So Rab Chaim has a beer. It's a little bit difficult. Deichik. He says it depends, is the whole Chepetz Nishtana? Then the Gazal is Kaina. If it's Uzak, then the Shina is only on this little corner. It's not an overall Shina on the whole Chepetz. So then it's not a Shina Kaina, that is kind of the whole Chepetz. It's a Shina in this part. So that's not Shina Kaina. So as it fit into the Gemara? That's a bit of a Deichik. That's what Tosis understood differently. Tosis understood the Gemara saying that two Psukim saying the same thing. So that's what Tosis had to say. One goes on Shina Chazal Lebriyosa. Okay. So again, so Rav Yosef is bringing a proof against Rabbi. Rabbi claims that the din is at least midirabbanan that Yush is kaina. So in Tainis we have the Mishnah. So niche the hezbe that the Gemara gives him asech is gitten. That the Mishnah is assuming the hezek sheina niker is lapshmei hezek, and even midirabbanan is also lapshmei hezek. Even rabbanan is also not called a hezek. The din is midirabbanan yimchuyif to pay. You mechuyif to pay by metamim damim menasech even though hezek shein nika lav shmei hezek. So therefore, it's not considered gozal chamz v'lo apesah. It's not considered a chayfet shuruzak. So therefore, the gazlan is able to say harei shalach lifanecha. But the gemara tain is, but when it comes pesach, the nigzal does not want to own it anymore. It's vaday misyayish. He's not interested in violating balyirah balyimatzei. See, if the din is that Yush is kind, at least Madirabbanon, so why not say that the Gazlan is kind? Once the Gazlan is kind, then he can't say Harei Shalach Lefanech. If the Gazlan is kind, he can't stick the Nigzal with this, he's giving him back his own thing. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not the same. Amalei, so Rabbi says, no. Kikamina, no. When did I say my opinion that Yush is kind? If it's Zemes Yash V'Zeirot Zalikmas, if the Gazlan is interested in being kind. Here, the Gazlan is a religious Jew. They know the Malmakim. If they know the Machaveri, he steals. But the Malmakim is a very medaktik, so he doesn't want to violate Bal Yerah Bal Matzah. He says, Zemes Yash V'Zeirot Zalikmas. He doesn't want to be kaina, so therefore the Yush isn't going to help that the Gazlan should be kaina. So it's a chiddush in the Gemara that when Yush, even if one holds that Yush is kaina, it's only kaina if the Gazlan is interested in being kaina. If he's not interested, he's not kaina. Does this apply to Shinoi? So he mentioned it's a machlekes the Machne Ephraim and the Nesivis. Machne Ephraim assumes that it's the same, just like by Yush, you have to have Zeroi Tzalikna. So by Shinoi also, if the Gazlan is Zeroi Tzalikna, so he's not kaina Bal Korcha. And the Nesivis assumes that that it's not the same. Nesivis assumes that there's a fundamental difference, that Yush's kain is a din that's borrowed from the din of from Aveda. It applies to Geneva because every Gzela is also an Aveda. It's lost from the owner. But it's not a local din, it's not a din that's learned up in the parsha of Gzela. So that's why if the Gazlan is any Ratzadik, so he's not kind of Bal Korcha, he has to make a Kinyan. And in fact, the Tosis later had the two opinions. Is the Gazlan Koine B'Yush when it's Eine B'Shusa at the moment of Yush? So one opinion of Tosis is no. That when Yush sets in, it becomes ownerless, or it's up for grabs. Maybe it's not ownerless, but at least it's up for grabs. And then the Gazlan has to be Koine with a Kinyan Hamoil. It has to be in his B'Shusa. If it's not in his B'Shusa, if it's not Kinyan Chatzis, so he's not Koine. Same as Agimar. It has to be Zeroy Tzalikness. He has to want to be Koine. He has to make a Maisa Kinyan. Even according to the other opinion of Tosis, is considered as if it's biyodai. Since the Gazan has a kinyan, it's considered as if it were biyodai. Masheni came in the Sivas assumes benekiyat to Shinui. Shinui is a din. That was the problem that we had. He says that Shinui is a din in Parshas Gzela. But we said, no, but Shinui is a din that's learned out from Esnan Zayin. It's not a din in Parshas Gzela. So the Gemara had this additional pasuk. Yeah, but Tosis said the additional pasuk is just to tell you an added din. And that it did, that even a Shina Chazal Priyasa is also Kaina. Or Rav Chaim said, that tells you according to the Rambam, a totally different did. So that's a big problem. Okay, we didn't work on an answer. That's a big problem. But that's apparently what the Nesivis thinks, that there's a fundamental difference between Yush and Shinoi. That by Shinoi, Shinoi is a psa din in Hilchas Gzela. It's not merely a din of Kala Tarkula. Can't say it's not a din of Kol Tarkul. Is it? Gemara says it's based on Beis Hillel Shita Beis Nazayna. But apparently the Nesivis may say it's not only a din of Kol Tarkul. There's an additional pasuk in Parshas Gzeila Beheshavas Gzeila Ashik Gazal Parshas Gazal. So it's a din in Hilchas Gzeila. So what it means is that the Gazlan has a Kinyan Gzeila. So that Kinyan Gzeila expands to become a Kinyan Gomel whenever there's no Chavis Hashor. So that will work even if it's the Einar Etzalikness. The svar of Rabbah to answer Rav Yosef's kasha is there ain't a right to liknos. That's only by Yush. By Shina he wouldn't say. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes a din mishkavoi v'loy hagozel. Mazeh mishkavoi v'loy hagozel. There's a din of tumas mishkavoi moishav. It doesn't apply to all cases. In rare cases, let's say a person is a zav a ledes mitzora. So he sits levat mitzora. Mitzora says everything is different. So let's say a zav zav and a yoledes, and a nida. So the mishkav hazav is tummy. The zav himself is an avatuma, and the mishkav hazav also becomes an avatuma. That's right away a strange phenomenon, because the Gemara is strange based on the premise of the Gemara. The Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kamma, daf based on the basis that by tuma told the same lavka yetzbehem. By tuma told this means when I transmit the tuma from one person to the other. Sheretz is an av hatuma. A mace is avi avais hatuma. So when someone is mekabel tuma from the mace, the tuma goes down a little madrig. He becomes an av hatuma. Then the av hatuma touches something else, the kli, that becomes a rishon latuma. The kli touches zeichel, that becomes a sheni latuma, and so on. Then you can have shlishi, then you can have revi, midir rabbana, goes to chamishi. You have five madrigas of tuma. So whatever the tuma is transmitted, it goes down a madrigi. You never have by tuma. They told the same Koyetzabem. So Tosis on the first daf, on basis, bothered with a kasha. We have a din of Cherev Harei Kecholo. Then a mace is an Avi Avois Atume, and a Kli Mateches. That's how many Rishonim assume it only applies to Kli Mateches. A Kli Mateches that comes in contact with the mace is also treated like an Avi Avois Atume. So you see that it's also Koyetzabo. So you see that there is an exception to the rule. And Mar says there are no exceptions to the rule.
Harbos Tzurim? Like in Yeshua, they
had swords of flint. Yeah.
Or,
Yonasan,
was it?
Yeah,
the sword.
What about
Harbos? It's a Harbos Tzurim. It's still a Chalacherev of a mace. Does it still have the same deen?
That's a big machlekes. Rashi and Taisus and the Ramam and the Raibin and Shulchan Aruch, they quote the machlekes in the end of Yerudein, Hilchos Tumas Kohana. But the Cherev Harei Kechol only applies to Kli Mateches. Or applies to all kelim except for kli cheres. So clothing, regular clothing, is a machlekes. Let's say a person goes to a funeral, so the person becomes an av hatum. What about the begodim that he's wearing? Maybe they become an avi avos hatum because he say cherev harik echol. That's a machlokes harishon. Whether cherev harik echol is restricted only to kli matechas or applies to all kelim that are mekabel tumah. Kli glolim, kli avonim, kli eben is not mekabel tumah. Period. Not even with the rabban. But if you have a kli which is mekabel tumah, so that's a question. Would it become cherev harek hachol if it's not a kli matechas? That's a machlokes. It's unresolved. Every day they quote the two opinions. So we have an exception. We have the chared exception to the rule. That's Taisus Kasha. The Gemara says there are no exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says by toldus of tumah, where the tumah is transmitted, by definition, has to be told the same lav kayetzim. The tumah has to go down a madrig. So Taisus is bothered with a kasha. Cherev harek hachol, the top Taisus on base on the base. Cherev harek hachol does not go down a madrig. As Taisus says, it's not true. It goes down slightly, a bit, because the cherev harek hachol cannot create another cherev harek hachol. Doesn't keep on going le'elam vod. The mace can create a cherev harek hachol. The cherev harek hachol is not matam, another cherev, to make it avi abayis atum. So you see that it went down slightly. Same thing over here. Here is also a problem. The din is that the zav or the nida are an avatuma. When they sit on a mishkav moshav, the mishkav moshav becomes an avatuma. So how can it be that a zav is an avatuma, transmits tuma? If the zav just touched the mishkav would become a rishon atuma. If he sits on the mishkav, then it becomes an avatuma. Hechi tochin, then an av is also kayetzabah, makes another av. So the nature of the din over here, it's not really a tuma, not that the tuma is transmitted from the Zav to the Mishkav Moshe, from the Nida, from the Oledis to the Mishkav Moshe. It's like a Tumah Yotzal Migufoy. Let's say, how does the Zav become Tumi? Yesh Meyayin. If he has a Ria Ziva, becomes Tumi. How does the Oledis become Tumi? Yesh Meyayin. She has a baby. When she has a Leda, she becomes Tumi. So the same over here. Mishkav HaZav, it's not that the Tumah transfers. It's not transmitted from the Zav to the Mishkav HaZav. If a Zav sits on it, that's the Riyah of the Mishkav HaZav. If a Zav sits on a Mishkav, it's now labeled as a Mishkav HaZav. Mishkav HaZav, Yesh Miyayin, it's a new din. The Mishkav HaZav is Tomek, not that it's Mekabel Tomek from the Zav. Otherwise, you have a problem. It should be told the same. Lav Karetzev.
Does the Mishkav HaZav make another Mishkav?
No.
So that's the same?
That's not the same. No. A Zav himself doesn't make a Mishkav HaZav by touching, only if he sits on it.
Right.
And you have to, so that's the Mishkav HaZav can't sit on it. There is no Mishkav from Mishkav. And the Tzias is not exactly the same. Anyway, so there is an institution of Mishkav HaZav. So because the din is that Mishkav HaZav, we assume Mishkav HaZav is not that the Tumah is transmitted from the Zav to the Mishkav. The Mishkav HaZav has a Chaloshem Mishkav HaZav, and as such, it's a Tumah Yotzal Begufa, the Tumah begins. That's why the Halacha says it only applies, the Tumah, that it the Mishkav HaZav becomes an Avat Tumah, only applies if it's Miyuchad LeYeshiva. If it's not Miyuchad LeYeshiva, let's say the Zav, he sits down on a chair, on a couch, okay, on a bed, so it's Miyuchad for sitting down. I said that's a Mishkav HaZav. He sits down on, there's nothing else to sit on, so there are suitcases or something, so he's going to sit down on the suitcases. Yeah, when they test the suitcases to prove how sturdy they are, so they have children jump on them to show. I remember a manufacturer, there was once a boy in my shiur whose father used to manufacture suitcases. So when we went to Toronto for his wedding, so he wanted us to see how sturdy his suitcases are. So he told us to jump on a suitcase. And they were sturdy. They didn't break. They didn't break. Yeah, but it's not miyuchat to sit on. It's not miyuchat to walk on. So if it's not miyuchat, so then you can't really call it a Mishkav HaZav. That's what the Gemara calls it. It's only mitkabel tumah if it's miyuchad yeshiva. If the people will say, amoid v'nasam lachteinu, hey, get away, what are you doing? What are you sitting over here? Let's say a guy's going to sit on a stack of telephone books. He has nowhere to sit, so he sits on a stack of telephone books. So it's not miyuchad yeshiva, so then it will not become Mishkav HaZav. So the Rashi over here learns pshat and Gemara, mishkava v'loi ha'gozul, ha'mechudish dike pshat and Rashi. Rashi seems to learn, that's what Tosis is very unhappy about Rashi. Rashi learns that if a gazlan steals someone else's chair and he sits on the chair without permission, so it doesn't become Mishkav HaZav, doesn't become an avatum. So Tosis said they never heard of such a thing, and it's against enough in the Mishnah and Taurus. It's a beferim Mishnah ganav shenichtus al habayis miyeshim moim knani oisha hakol tamei kaz Mishkav HaZav. So you see that they have no permission to sit. Tosfos says, unless you'll farem for that, the Mishnah is only midrabbanan. Miu yesh litchos the hasam midrabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah is only midrabbanan. And Rashi's learning over here that this is the din deraisa. How in the world can you understand such a din deraisa? Tosfos thinks that it's ridiculous. So they Ravid in his commentary on the Torah's Kohanim, that's by the regular Ravid. So the Ravid writes, that's also because Amoid ben Asam alachtein. Not only does the Chepzibah have to be miyuchat the yeshiva, otherwise it's not labeled as Mishka Bazav. Because the Svar Amoid ben Asam alachtein, he can't label it as Hashem Mishkov. It's not called Mishka Bazav if the fellow who sat on it had no right to sit on it. That yeshiva was without permission. That yeshiva was abnormal, irregular. So that's not called Mishka Bazav. If he had no permission to sit on it, it's not called the Mishka Bazav. Tosfos thinks that it's not true. Tosfos thinks that the Pashtus and the Mishnah in Taharis, that they quote, Ganam Shenichnus Olabayis, Yeshim Lamisho, and Oknani, everything are called Tami, Mishka Bazav. Tosfos thinks that it's a din derais. The Aloha Moed Ben Asam Alachteinu is only in this nature of the Chepta. A stack of telephone books won't become a Mishka Bazav. But if the thing is miyuchat the yeshiva, even though it's not miyuchat for my yeshiva, I'm a ganav, I have no permission to sit here, that is called miyuchat the yeshiva. Tais thinks that it will become tamim and atur.
It's also mentioned in Kalim Perik Asrim, Mishnah Gimel, where it says, I think it's also quoted in Gemara Shabbos, Asnachtein, that talking about a kisei, that kivo b'koras be'sapad, tame, ve'eno chigurla. Asa v'rosha kisei, take the on the base of it, take on top of this the olive press, and you make a kisei tovor mipnei she'omrim lo amod v'nasa es malachim. That's not, it's not royal l'kach.
Mean the cheftz is not miyuchad l'kach, right? So that's the machlokes over here. What if the cheftz is miyuchad l'yeshiva for its rightful owner, but it's not miyuchad l'yeshiva for the ganav? So Rashi and the Raven hold that's also called amod v'nasa malachim. Then on the level of the rice, it won't become tami. The Mishnah and Taurus is only with the rabban. And Tosfos thinks that it can't be. There is no such thing. So what does Tosfos do with this braisa? The Tanya, Mishkava V'loya Gozel, what does it refer to? Tosfos says, no, it's like the Mishnah says, Orishal Balabais, Machshav Metamosim, etc. The din is, Kol HaKelim Yordim L'day Tumah, Machshav V'loyim L'day Tumah, L'day Shini Maisim. If the Bailim is Miyachir, I have a piece of leather. So if I plan to make gloves or a shoe, or a jacket out of it, and it's mechusa ma'isa. I have to do a lot of work. I have to do a lot of cutting and sewing and so on. So it's not yet been kabel tumah. But kol hakelim yordim le'tumah machshava. If the way it is right now, it can be used. The only thing is that the bailam has to decide: does he plan to use it as a picnic mat, or does he plan to make gloves or shoes out of it? So he decides to use it as a picnic mat. It's good the way it is. So then the halacha says it's the machshava alone is enough to cause it to have a chaloshen kli. Kol hakem liyordim l'day tumim machshove. It can already start to be mekabel tumah right away. Once the bailam planned, once they designated to use it as a picnic mat. So the Mishnah in Kalim, that the Gemara quotes over here, says that if a ganav or a gazlan stole ores, they stole hides from balabais, from the owner, and it's lacha yush, and the gazlan designates it to use it as a picnic mat, even if you hold that yush alone is not kind, it still belongs to the nigzal. But if the yush, since the nigzal gave up hope of ever retrieving it, so the gazlan's yichud will be chal. Normally we say ein on the mosa dovish einu shaloi. We're not talking about osir rabbi, but ein on the mosa dovish einu shaloi. The gist of the din is that my machshavas can't relate to your property. If I take a baseball bat and I smash your window, I broke your window. Okay, so I did a pu'ula that relates to your mice. But I can think from today till tomorrow. My machshava doesn't relate to your property. I have to have a mice that it should relate to your property. So the Gemara says, machshava, kol ha'ken, miyodim de'etum, machshava, that's if the balabayis, the owner of the hide, intends to use it as a picnic mat. If it's a stranger, a gazlan, intends to use it, then it shouldn't have any effect. Shouldn't be yodim de'etum, machshava. Nonetheless, you see from all the Tanoim, they just argue whether Stam Genevi Yishbal or Stam Gzeli Yishbal. But they both hold that whenever it's Lacha Yush, so since the ownership of the Nigzal is a little weakened, it's not only that the thing is Eina B'shusa, but it's Lacha Yush already, so then the Machshava of the Ganef and the Gazlan can be Koveya. So Tosfos says, you look in the Torah's Kohanim, they have that whole discussion over here with respect to Mishkava V'Lea Gozal, the same discussion. So the topic, Mishkava V'Lea Gozal, is not the way Rashi learns. that if a ganav sits on someone else's chair, it doesn't, he's not mitamid. No, it's a question, who is meyachidit as an orly yeshiva? If the bialim plan to make shoes, if the bottom plan to make shoes out of it, so they didn't make the shoes yet. So it's not yet miyuchid le, shoes can also become mishka b'moshu. Because shoes are miyuchid that you have, the whole weight of the body is laying on the shoes. It's also called a yarmulke is not mistama. A yarmulke is not the mekabel mishka moshav, because even if he lies down in bed, even if he sleeps with his yarmulke, it's only the weight of the head. He doesn't sleep on his head. People don't walk on. And if they walk on their head, so they don't have the head is does. You don't have the whole weight of the body resting on the head. The weight of the body is resting on his hands. It's not on the head. When people walk on their feet, so the whole weight of the body is resting on the shoes. So the shoes are miyuchad to hold the weight of the whole body, a bed, a chair. That's called mishkan emoshim because it holds the whole weight of the body.
So if someone sat on the yarmulke, it wouldn't be mitamei. Or if someone stood on it.
Right, it will not become a mishkan emoshim. It'll be if you touch it, even if you don't lean on it. If you just touch it, it'll become tomei tomas maga. I'm the zav, let's say, so I'm an avatumas, so it'll become a rishon. But if I sit on it, it won't become an av. Of mishka v'moshav, because it's not miyuchad for resting the whole weight of the body. So the Taisus learns mishkava v'lay agozul is the same as orish al balabais. They say that's what it's muchach in the Torah's Kahanim, because the Torah's Kahanim quotes the machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanu with the stam gredi yeshban, stam gredi yeshban, when you get to the din of mishkava v'lay agozul. So what does it mean mishkava v'lay agozul? You have hide, and the owner is miyached to make. To use it as a picnic mat. The picnic mat is miyuchad that people sit on it, so that's like a couch, like a bed, like shoes, socks. So that's miyuchad l'yeshiva. So that, with machshav alone, it'll become roi to be mekabel tumas mishka v'maisha. But if it's gozul, if it's a ganav steal someone else's hides, and he plans to use it as a picnic mat, so then his yichud is irrelevant. Because Einan and Doisa Dovashen Shalai, not exactly the din. Einan Moisa, din similar to Einan Meyachid Dovashen Shalai. He's not a Balabas to be Meyachid. But if it would have been Lacha Yush, whether you hold Stam Grave, Stam Zayn Yishba, if it's Lacha Yush, then he can be Meyachid. That's what the Mishnah says in Kerem, then he can be Meyachid. So Teslan, that's what it means. Mishkov of Leia Gozel means that the Gazlan has no right to designate someone else's hide. We assume that it's Kerem Yush. He has no right to designate someone else's hide. As miyuchad lishiva. Then the Gemara talks about korbanah v'lo hagozel. Korbanoi, imoylo korbanoi. Imoylo korbanoi, korbanoi v'lo hagozel. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? A ganav steals someone else's behem and he's magdish it. So the rule is, eidan amos adov, eidan magdish dovish eidan shaloi, ishki agdish is beisai. Ein on magdush davashen shalai. So I don't need another pasuk to tell me the same thing that ein on magdush davashen shalai. Echidam ilayim lefnei yush lamadikra pshita. So must be la'acha yush. It must be la'acha yush. I stole an animal, and the owner was misyayish from it. And I go on magdush it. So the pasuk says that that korban is possible because of mitzvah baba their korban of alay hagozel. So Gemara says so that's Rav Yosef Sarchacha. Against Rabba. Abai Zachach, excuse me. Abai and Rabbi Yosef are both arguing with Rabba. That's Abai Zachach. Abai was a Talmud of Rabba. He was a nephew of Rabba. Rabba raised him. Abai was an orphan, so he raised him. So Abai, and he always disagrees with him. Abai always disagrees with his Rebbe, with Rabba, his uncle. So Abai asks him this kashuk from Korban Ula Gozel. So what does it mean, Korban Ula Gozel? It must be. La'acha yush, because kaidim yush, I don't need a pasuk that the hekdush is not. I'll have a different pasuk. Ish ki hekdush is base, I'm a base in shalav kol shalom. So it must be that it's la'acha yush. So it's mitzvah bo ba'averin. So this is a right that yush is not kaidim. Why, if the din would have been that yush is kaidim, then it would not have been possibly ta'am mitzvah bo ba'averin. If yush would have been kaidim in advance, then it wouldn't have been a mitzvah bo ba'averin. So that's what Tosfos comments. You see from this Gemara, that if Yush alone is koina, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah b'aver. Kemosha afarish likamon, as they're going to go into that, the gigantic Tosfos Amarula, Samach Zayinam and Aleph, as they go into the whole machlokes, the Ri and the Rabbi and the Tam. That's what they're arguing about. There are some cases where everybody agrees. What are the cases where they all agree? Let's say the ganav stole something and it's koina yidei shinui. And then after he's kind of a deshinoi, then he wants to use it for a mitzvah. So then for sure, that's often a gemaris. Then gemara says the ferish in sukkah, that there's no issue of mitzvah above aver. But he kind of a deshinoi. Why? So the Ramban writes in the Nochamas, in Perek Lulav HaGozel, the first long Ramban, Perek Lulav HaGozel, very long. So he says, if you kind of a deshinoi, it's panam chadash is bovdakan. So you can't call it a mitzvah above aver. Whenever it's nishtana, so it's a different chepta. So just like it's not esna zayna, just like there's no longer mitzvah, the heshev is hagzela, so there's no psula mitzvah b'aver. It's not called a chepta shel aver any longer. It's really a mefurish gemara. That's a Rabbi Zal Charif, who was a Charif from 100 years ago. So he has an essay for Emek Yoshua. So he points out two things. He points out that the din, I'm pretty sure he points this out, that the din of mitzvah above aver is identical with the din of enkatega nasasaneg. How do you know? Because the Bavli and the Mishnah and Lulav HaGozel, the Bavli says the reason why Lulav HaGozel and the Bishleim Yonta Prishon, Lulav HaGozel is no good because you need Shalachem. Shalachem binan valeka. But on the rest of Sukkot, when you don't need Shalachem, so what's wrong with the Lulav HaGozel? So there's a machlokes hamarim. So some hamarim hold that it's okay. That if it's not Yontav Rishon, Lulav HaGozel is good. We don't accept that opinion. We pass from Allah that Lulav HaGozel is no good, even Shai Yomim. Why? Because mitzvah b'baver. That's what it says in the Bavli. And the Mochamis over there, the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, commenting on the same Mishnah, that the reason why the Lulav HaGozel is possible, Shai Yomei HaYontav of Sukkot, is because Ein Kategan Asanim. So the Pashto says that it's the same thing. Yerushalmi has another way of expressing the same idea, Ein Kategan Asanim. Whatever is a chefza shal aver cannot serve as a chefza shal mitzvah. Now, where do we have in the Bavli, where do we have Ein Kategan Asanig? We have in a few places. So the Gemara has it in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah. Can you use a shofar shal para for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of tkiya shofar? So one Tana says you cannot use shofar shal para because the egel hazahav was used for Avodah Zarah, and the par is the mother of the Egel HaZahav. So that's Ein Kategan Asanig. So the question is, what do you mean? This para that I'm using the shofar from, this was the para that had to do with the Egel HaZahav. The Egel HaZahav was a fake. It was gold. It wasn't born from a cow. So what is it? What does this cow have to do with the Aver? So you see from the Gemara, then the Gemara has also a din that the Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, since he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, is not allowed to wear Big Day Zahav. It's not allowed to wear Big Day Zohar because the Egel HaZohar was gold, and all gold in the world. We're not that we're misupik, that maybe the Big Day Zohar that the Kohen Gadol wears all year long, maybe it has gold from the Egel HaZohar. Nah, it has gold from California. When they dug up the gold in California, they made a Big Day Zohar for the Kohen Gadol. That's not the gold from the Egel HaZohar. The gold from the Egel HaZohar was thrown into the river. Moshe Rabbeinu threw it into the river. Nachal HaYored Menahar. That disappeared already in the Midbar. There's no shaila that the Big Day Kohen Gadol will not be from that Zohar, from the Egel HaZohar. So the Gemara says, when you go Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Kohen Gadol going all year long, there's no issue of Ein Kategan Asanego because it's not the original Cheftza. If you have a Lulav HaGozel, this is the original Cheftza Shel Aver. This is the Cheftza Shel Aver. So that's Ein Kategan. That's the original deed of Ein Kategan Asanego that we call that Mitzvah Bob Aver. A Cheftza Shel Aver may not be used to serve as a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. When you're going lefnai b'lefnim, then we have a more dakas dikidin, more chomer, that all gold in the world, and when you blow shofar, it's also kelim do the zikaron kosik lefnim dami. We consider it as if you're blowing shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lefnai b'lefnim, as if you're up in heaven blowing shofar in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because tkiyah shofar is like tefillah, and tefillah is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes in Nuchas tefillah, when you're daven, you're supposed to imagine this, if you're up in heaven standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam says as if one were up in heaven, standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening. You have to face Eretz Yisrael, and if you're Eretz Yisrael, you have to face Yerushalayim, and if you're in Yerushalayim, you have to face the Beis HaMikdash. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you have to imagine as if one were in the presence of Hashem up in heaven. Not as if Hashem were down here in front of us in the Beis Medrash. As if we were up in heaven. That's the Loshon HaRambam.
Why can't we say Hefker based in Hefker like a Marish HaGozel and builds the sukkah and we say okay, why don't we say that okay, the Hefker
the Lulav HaGozel
for a lulav gadol, for the zav shel the kohen gadol, for the keren shel para. Is that
the category of sanigor? No, it's not going to help. What is it help hefke bez nefke? No, we declare all the gold in the world and all paras and all agalim belong to the same family. It's not because of gozel. I mean, you want to know about lulav gadol. Lulav gadol, this chefta itself is a chefta shel aveira. Someone did an aveira, someone stole this chefta, and because of that it was labeled as with a shame aveira on it. It's called the Lubal Gozer because the Gazan has a Kinyan Gzela. It will live in Karka. We pass in Karka and in the Gzela. Then the Ritva says they're on the Gemara Lubal Gozer. It wouldn't be called the Mitzvah Baba Avera because although someone did an Avera with it, but the status of the Karka was not labeled with a new Chalashem. It's not called a Karka Hagzula because there's no Kinyan Gzela. But by the Lubal Gozer, there is a Kinyan Gzela. So therefore, someone did an Avera because of which the item was labeled with a new Chalashem. So that's called a cheftza shel aver. So sometimes by marashat gozim if they made a takanim pnei tikkun olam. Okay, because usually even by a sukkah where it's not in the middle of a big building, the schach on top of the sukkah is also labeled for the 7 days of sukkah is also labeled as a marashat gozim and the takanim the rabbanon applies. That's based on hefke bez nefke. That's correct. But over here by lulav, why should they make a takanas hashav? Let the guy give back the lulav. What do we have to encourage him to do? Tshuva? If he built a house and then he'll be hesitant, he won't want to knock down the whole house in order to do tshuva, so he'll never do tshuva. So he made a takana. But over here, what do we need a takana sasham? Give back the lulav and the asterisk, and shay. That'll be the end of the story. The Rabbanan had the ability to, if they wanted to, they could have, they have the ability to be mafkir people's mamen. But usually they're not mafkir. Just go hefkir. Mafkezain everybody else's mama. Why? Why should they have to give a good cause? So takanas hashavim is a good cause. But a lulav, why should they need mafke? So if you have the real enkategen asan eger is when this object itself is a cheftza shel aver. Someone stole this object because of which he acquired a kinyan gzeila, because of which the chefetz is labeled as a chefetz agozel. But then when it comes to the kodesh hakadoshim, came with the zikaron kosik kilifnim dami, we treat it like in the presence of the ribono shel olam. So there were more medactics. So we declare all gold in the world is called the Cheftza shel aver because there was once, at one time in history, there was an Egel Azov. And all Agolim and all Parois are also labeled as a Cheftza shel aver. Even though the Egel Azov was not a real Egel, but still, since it was in the shape of an Egel, so we say belongs to that class, belongs to the same category. So the Gemara says the Karbanos are outside in the Azor. If you whatever you bring in the Kodesh of Kadoshim, that's a serious concept. Blowing shofar is kilifnim dami. That's considered mochom.
And
tefila. Davening.
Davening is like a masay from a korban.
Yes, but it's more davening is more kilifnim dami. Blowing shofar is like davening. That's considered kilifnim dami. So if the way to daven is via tkiya shofar and the shofar came from a parah, so that's a problem of mitzvah babavir. That's a problem of enka tekan asanet, which is the same as mitzvah babavir. So this dakas dikir definition only applies if it belongs to that category. It itself is not chefza shel aver, but it belongs to the class which was used. It belongs to the category of gold, or it belongs to the category of poros vagolim, then it's also called enka tekan asanet with respect to lifnim. So the Gemara there asked Akasha, what about Karbon? The Gemara says, over Karbon is Abachutz. The Gemara says, no, but the Dama Par and the Dama Par you take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, it's Nishtana. The Dama Par is Nishtana.
Mary Dama Par was of Dama Seher when they mix it
too? No, without mixing. Nishtana. No. The Dama is not, the whole Parah is the whole thing. If you have a Shofar Shel Parah, that's the way it grows on the animal's head. So I see, this is the Shofar Shel Parah. But the dam is inside the circulatory system. So the Gemara uses a lotion that nishtana. That's not the original par itself, that's dam from the par. So the Gemara says, whenever it's nishtana, so the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, whenever it's nishtana, there's no issue of enka tek and asanek. So the Ramban, that's where Rabbi Shul, that's what Rabbi Zulcharif quotes that Gemara. Right. That's the question that the Rishonim have. Is there a din of Nishtana by Macholos Asuris? Maybe this din of nishtan is only by the mitzvah baba verdin, only by enka tega nasanega. Does nishtan, so you say nishtan applies to estan zanim mechir kele. Nishtan applies to the mitzvah v'heishav is hagzela. And the concept of nishtan applies to reishis hagez. So the question is, does the concept of nishtana have any effect at all on macholos asuris? So that's a machlok. Is the Russian rabbi in yet? Yeah. Some hold no, that even if it'll be nishtana, it's still going to be asa. It's still at least yetzim and asa rasa. So there are Baizel Charif and Emek Yeshua, and the Shalas and Shuvas brings our chacha from that Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Now whatever, it's nishtana, it's no longer included in the category of Enka Tegan Asa Rengen. The whole din of mitzvah baba vere is another way of saying Enka Tegan Asa Sanegen. So whenever it's Nishtana, so there's no din. So that they all agree. The Rabbinatam and the Reed don't argue by Nishtana. That's Beferish Gemara. And they also do not argue whenever the Ganef was kind of the Geneve, Ayidei Hefke Bez Nehefke. Because that's a Gemara in the middle of Gitan, the Perakan is Zokin. The Mishnah says, Avachatos Hagzula. Shenoydol Rabim shemechaperis. Achatos agzulu shenoydol Rabim is ainu mechaperis. A ganef brought a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, and he brought a korban ben adam lachaber. He's not careful. He steals animals in order to gain kapar. He steals money to donate to tishis. Yeah, big fat. He's very charitable on other people's cheshbon. So the guy was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, has to bring a korban chatos. So he steals an animal from someone else. And he brings it as a carbon chatos. So the question is he yotze with that animal? So the Mishnah draws a contrast. The Mishnah says there's a takana de rabbanon over here. And after the takana de rabbanon, the din is as follows. On the level of the raisa, you can't draw a distinction. But the rabbanon will make a distinction. If it's a chatos agzula, a stolen chatos, and noidol rabbim, if it's public knowledge that it was stolen, then it's ainu mechaperis. If it's loy noidol rabbim, it's not public knowledge, then the din is that it is mechaperis. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaraim, which is the real din deraisa and which is the takana. On the level of deraisa, we don't distinguish between noy de la rabbim as opposed to lo noy de la. It doesn't make a difference whether the public knows about it or not. So what is, on the level of deraisa, what is the din? So the Gemara says, obviously we're talking lachayush. And the gazlan stole someone else's behemoth, and he waits to lift the yush, and then he's magdish it, so the hegdish is chal with yush v'shina Hashem, yush v'shina v'shus, whatever, hegdish is going to be chal. That's based on Agamara. But the shayla is, will it be mitzvah baba v'eira? So the Gemara seems to say that it depends, that if yush is kona, what is it? That's how Tosis puts all the Gemaras together. If yush alone is kona, so then the ganef was kind of the behemah before he was even magdish. So then it shouldn't really be a mitzvah baba there. But if yush alone is not kind of, you need yush v'shinu v'shus to be kona. So then it's going to be called a mitzvah baba there. So whether noido lo noido, the din is that it's ainu mechaperis because it's mitzvah baba there. So now with the rabbanon that made a takana, they said if it's lo noido lo rabim, then the ganef was kind of mitam mikoyach hefke bezn hefke. So that's beferish, that's l'choladeis. If the ganef is kind of the behemah with the mechanism of hefker bezna hefker, so no one is going to say that it's going to be a mitzvah baba ver. That's beferish in the Gemara. That's not a machlekes, the re and the rabbeinatam. There are two cases when there's no machlekes. If the ganef, that's a Pnei Yeshua points out. If the ganef is kind of like hefker bezna hefker, that's a Gemara in Gittin, that there's no din of mitzvah baba ver. And if the ganef is kind of like de shinoi, the ganef is kind of the shina is also an offer in Gemara. That's where Bishua, that's where Rabbi Zulchara points out. And Emek Yeshua, he says also mefurish din that there's no din on mitzvah baba there. How come? So the pashta says if the ganef is kind of the shina, so it's a panim chadash is baal the kan. Just like you have a carbon that's possible because of estan zayin and mechir kela. Then when you make a shinoi, so it's panim chadash is baal the kan and no longer has the psul of estan zayin and mechir kela. That's the original din of Beis Hillel. So what dinami over here? You'll have a psul of enkategen asanega, but then the chayfetz is nishtane. So once it's nishtane panam chadash bodakan, it's no longer labeled as a chefza shel aver. It's considered as if it's a different chefza. And the same is true if the ganef is kaina ayidei hefke bez nehefke. Why is that? The ganef is kaina ayidei hefke bez nehefke. That's a kinyan libachutz. The whole past is wiped off. It's a new din. The rabbanon they were makna the animal to me. And it becomes my animal. So then, when I'm magdashit, there's no wish on mitzvah baba there. I was kind of way before the Hakdasha with Hefke Bez Nefke. The only time there's a machleg is the Rein Rabbeinu Tam is if the Ganef was kind of the Behema, the Yush, then it's a machleg. Why? Because the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion even after Yush and the Ganef is kind of still called a Chayfet HaGanef. Because the Rabbeinu Tam shows for the Gemara later that the Ganef, even if he holds that Yush is kind of, Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion, the Ganef is from Chayf Dalad Behev, Tavach HaMacher after Yush. But how can it be? Shaloh Tavech v'shaloi Mecher. He's shechting the animal that belongs to him. The answer is fine, it belongs to him. But it's still labeled as a Behema Genuva, Shorvaseh, that's stolen. The Yush is just Mashlim the Bailus. The Ganef has a Kinyan Gzela, which is Kinyan B'miktsas. Kinyan Gzela is only a Kinyan with respect to that it should be Chai B'yonsin. With respect that it should be potter from paying for Tashmishim. Possibly with respect that it should be potter from paying Zitam Marama Mazik. If he should say that Tavra Shasi is Chayv only Mitam Gazlon and not Mitam Mazik. Why not Mitam Mazik? He says because the Gazlon has a Kinyan Gzela. So he's potter from paying for Torah's Mazik like a Gazlon is potter from paying for Tashmishim. So the Gazlon originally only had a Kinyan Gzela, which is a Kinyan Lahatsoin. And then when you have a Yiyush, so the Kinyan Gzela develops to become a Kinyan Gamma, but it's still called a Kinyan Gzela. It's still labeled as a Dabar HaGozel. And that's why there's one opinion in the Gemara later that the Ganav is chayv to pay for Tovach HaMacher, even if you hold Yush is Kaina, he's chayv to pay Dalad Vehei Tovach HaMacher after Yush. Aye, but it's his already. It doesn't matter that it's his, but still it's a Shorva said, that's a Ganav. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Diri in that case. If you hold Yush alone is Kaina by a Ganav, it's still called a Chayfet Zagrei. But basically, in other cases, I'll agree with the Reed that whenever the Ganef was kind of before he did the Hakdoshe, there's no Ish or Mitzvah of Aver, because it's no longer labeled as a Chepsa Shal Aver. If it's still at the time of the Hakdoshe, it was still a Dovra Ganef, and after the Hakdoshe, then the Hekdesh is Chalaya, the Yish, Vishina Hashem, Yish, Vishina Mishus, then it's still called Mitzvah of Aver. Why is that? So apparently, the Mitzvah of the Hakrovas Hakrobonus begins Mishas Hakdoshe. It's not just the Hakdosha is a hachone to the mitzvah. And the mitzvah of Hakrovas Karbonis, you are in fulfillment when you actually do the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, when you do the Avodas to the Karbon. It's considered as if the Hakdosha's Hakarbon is the Haskalas Kiyum HaMitzvah.
That's the Amira?
B'dibur, yeah. When the Ganef is Magdish the Behemoth, B'dibur, so that's the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Hakrovas Hakarbon.
The Pashtukwa basically is a special
pasuk.
So this only applies to the 4 years.
If he's magdashid, no. If you hold that Yush alone is not kona, so even if the Ganav is magdashid after Yush, but since at the time that he was at the moment of Hagdash, it was still labeled as a Dabba Hagazel. So then the Gemara says, then it'll be a mitzvah baba aver. So the mitzvah of Hakrovas Hakorban begins with the Hagdash. Hagdash is not just a hachone. In advance, and the mitzvah consists of the Shechita, Kabbalah, Loch, Zvika, the Avodas, the Akdosh is more than a Hachon. Akdosh is the Tchilas Kiyum HaMitzvah.
Is that what we say, Amirasa Lagavoha?
No, Amirasa Lagavoha even applies to Kach HaBerek Kabayis. No, the Iker Din, the Iker member of Amirasa Lagavoha goes on Kach HaBerek Kabayis, not on Kach HaMizbeh. No, that Amirasa Lagavoha constitutes a Kinyan. Unlike Hed Yod, that Amir is not a Kaina, an object, and how does the Rambam start? Hamekech, ein hamekech nikne bedvarim. The first line in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechira. Perek Alef Halach Alef, ein hamekech nikne bedvarim. But the Hegdish is kind of bedvarim. Bedibur alone, just with words. Amirasa Lagavayit, that's a Kinyan. It's a different. We mentioned the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara says that the Bezdin's guy is a Tainis when there's no rain, whenever there's a Melchoma, whenever there's an Eis Tzor, the guy is a Tainis. So the Gemara says, and even if you didn't fast yet, just the Kabbalah's Hatainis itself is already considered the Tchilos HaKapar. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Daniel, that Daniel says, "Biyom shenasati alibi lehisanos lefanecho," from the day that I decided to fast, he didn't even start to fast yet. From the day that I was Mekabel Tainis, his prayers already were accepted.
Doesn't seem to be even Amira, Dibor, it's
supposed to be Rachshav, that's not the only. Okay. Sometimes that is the din. The din is that by oil, by Korban Oilah, the Gemara says in Kiddush, in the beginning of the second pair, Kol Nediv Lev Oilah is Heviyu, that a Korban Oilah is Chal Ben Machshav. And then the Rosh and Tainis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam says that fasting is like Hakrovas HaKarban, because the Gemara says in Brachas, at the end of the second parak, then when a person fasts, he loses a little bit of weight, and he loses a halavai, he loses a little bit of his dam. So niyat chalba v'dama, he loses a little weight and a little bit of blood. So niyat chalba v'dama, he should be considered as if he had brought a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and the dam was nizrak on the Mizbeach, and the chalav was offered on the Mizbeach. Because the Gemara made an equation between fasting at Tainus and offering karbanas, and that's what prompted the Rabbi Natan to come up with this chiddush. Just like you can be mekabel neder to bring a carbon other b'machshava, called the div leiv oilo seviu, the omenada b'libo, a carbon oilo. So just like you can be mekabel a neder or a hakdoshas hakarbon other b'machshava, so too the Rabbi Natan says kabbalas atainis b'machshava is also chal. Okay. Yom Shin Asati Alibi, that's what it sounds like. On the day he was Makabal the Ned of Tainus Belibo, it was Cha. Yeah. So you see, so then the Gemara tells a story that on one occasion the Malchus Hara, the Goyish government, made a Gzeira against the Jews. So the Rabbanim were going to be Goyish at Tainus. So the Malchus Harashah made a Gzeira that they're not allowed to fast. If they catch any Jew fasting, they'll put him in jail. So the Chachamim said, it's okay, let's be Makabal Tainus Likishayir Vachlon. Let's declare now we are hereby mekabel tainus if and when the whole gzera will disappear. So the Gemara says, and their prayers were answered. So the Gemara says, how do they know such an einfah that the kabbalas neder atainus even if they don't fast at all? They said we mekabel. The government didn't make the Goyish government, Malchus Harasha didn't make a gzera against that. They only made a gzera if they catch any Jews fasting, they'll put him in prison. They didn't say if they catch any Jews and took a neder b'leiv. Another believed that to fast after the Gzeira is over, they didn't make such a Gzeira. So the Gemara says their prayers were answered because Biyom Shinasati Alibi Lehisanas, that the Kabbalah's Neder Hatainis is like Hakdoshas HaKorban. Hakdoshas HaKorban is Trilus HaKapar. That's what you see from this din. That's why the Mitzvah Bob Aveira is measured with the moment of Hakdosha. It doesn't depend on the moment of Shechita, of the Trilus HaKapar. It depends on the moment of the Hakdosha. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay in one of his forms where he discusses this topic. He brings other haichachas, he doesn't bring these. He brings other haichachas that the Tchilos HaKapore is from the Shas HaKadosha, doesn't only begin from the moment of Shechita, of Hakrovus HaKorban. We brought another haichacha that the Gemara says in Zvachim, on the first daf in Kolatodir, Perek Kolatodim, daf Peites. So the Mishnah says that if you have to bring, one person is bringing a rechatas, one person is bringing an oila, so the din is that chatas kodemis liyor. Or if, let's say, you're bringing a set of korbanos which consist of a chatas and oila, plus more, or not more, so the chatas kodemis liyor.
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay, like a nozim.
The Mishnah says, chatas kodemis b'chol
makon. B'chol makon, right. Even if it's a chatas oil. And an oil is behema, so you would have thought the behema is kodemis la'ov, but a chatas ha'oif is kodemis la'ov is behema. That's what it means b'chom b'chom. So the Gemara raises the question, so what about by yoledas? In Parshas Tazria, it says that the yoledas brings an oil, and then it says that she brings a chatas. So the din is the reverse, the din is that you makra first the chatas and the oil. So the Gemara says, la'higdima ha'kosuv ela le'mikro'o. The fact that it's mentioned first, the oila, before the chatos, is lohikdim ha'kosuv. That's not the correct seder on which you makrev it. First you makrev the chatos, then the oila. What does it mean? Lohikdim ha'kosuv elo limikro'o. So Rashi learns, when you lain kriyas ha'terah, that's how you lain. You lain that it says in the Chumash, first oila, then chatos, and it's really not accurate. It's first chatos and an oila. So what's the answer? Lohikdim ha'kosuv elo limikro'o. So when you lain, why does the Chumash write it out of order? Chumash should write it in order. So Taisus quotes a different pshat on that Gemara. No, le'idim ha'kos ve'lo limikro'o doesn't go on Kriyas HaTorah. That in the Chumash it's written out of water. So why is it not written out of water? So no, it goes on the Hakdosha. That when the Yoledis is Magdish, the two animals, she should first, there's a Seder, how to be Magdish. She should first be Magdish the Oilos HaBehema, and then be Magdish the Chatos. And then after baking the two hakdoshes, then she should be makri first the chatos and then the yoda. So the chatos kadamis leyoda b'chamokim. So why is there a seder kedimis and the hakdoshes? So you see that the hakdoshes is not just the hachane to perform the mitzvah. There's a seder which to prepare first, whether to build the sukkah first or to buy an esrog first. whichever, however it's more comfortable. But there's no seder how to do hachanas for mitzvahs.
It's the netila, no?
Yeah, the netila is the mitzvah.
What, is there a, what about the seder netila?
So the Shaloh came up with this, Shaloh quotes early, Rachmani came up with the Chiddush of Lakapa Hameration, Priyat Sodar. That just like it says, Kshatim Los Lagadech Lahoyra Tatovas Beninech, at first you should put on the Shal Yad, then put on the Shal Rosh. And then when you're taking off, you should take off first the Shal Rosh, and then later the Shal Yad. It shouldn't turn out that you have on a Shal Rosh without a Shal Yad, because that's the Seder that it appears in the Chumash. So that's all it says in the Gemara, by Tfilin Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. So the Shalva quotes Achrayim who made the same drosh on their own regarding the Dalad Mit. That it says, Alakata Chameration pre-Eitz Hodar. First you have to pick up the Yesrov. And then you pick up the Lulav that has tied together the Hadassim and Arabs. And then when you put it down, also you should go backwards. First put down the Lulav and the Yesrov. And then later on you should let go of the Yesrov. That's the Shaila, the Shalva quotes. What if I have a little bit of Nesek, I finished fulfilling the mitzvah of Nanuin, then I want to give to someone else. So I have to give away first the Lulav, but he's supposed to take the Esek first. So how's it going to work? So he says, you have to have a table. You have to have a table. So you got to first put down the Lulav, then you put down the Esek. He should first pick up the Esek, and afterwards pick up the Lulav. So he said, you got to have a table in between. You can't give it directly.
And if one did?
But the Eved, your Yotzei against the Shalom. Shalom is going to agree. But the Eved, if you put on Shalosh before Shal Yad, you're also Yotzei.
You don't have to take it off and put it on
here? No, you don't have to. The Shaila is like this. A boy, there's a boy, he writes everything with his left hand and he does everything else with his right hand. So there's a Shaila, which hand does he put on film? So in the Shulchan Aruch, I think the Mechaber and the Ramo and the Mishnah Berurah, all three paskin that it all depends on writing. The Yarakos said this. So since he writes with his left hand, so he should put on tefillin on the right hand. And most of the Achrayim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Mechaber, with the Ramah, and they say they don't think that that's right. That there is one opinion like that in Tanoim, that everything depends on the Yarakos Sevis, but they don't think we should follow that opinion. This is considered Asher Lebishtayad. He writes with his left hand, and he does all the other pulas with his right hand, so he's considered ambidextrous, so he should put tefillin on the left hand. So the kid is going to put on tefillin on the left hand. So Achrayim have a midas chasidus. At the end of the davening, he should take off the shoyad and put it on the right hand. So the kid wanted to know, sharp kid, he's just bar mitzvah, so he wanted to know, is he supposed to take off the shalrosh also? When he takes off the... When you take off, first you take off the shalrosh, then you take off the shoyad. When you put on, first you put on the shoyad. So is he supposed... He's supposed to first take off the shalosh, then take off the shalyad, put the shalyad on the right arm, and then put on the shalosh again a second time? Or do you say, no, he has the shalyad with the shalosh on, he's just doing as a chumrah to take the shalyad from the left hand and put it on the right hand in case the right hand is the more correct hand to put it on. So it's generally assumed that he doesn't have to take off the shalosh. Because I got not mechuyev to make the chumrah on top of a chumrah. Because he was really Yotze the first time. The first time was the more correct one. Ala Marish HaGozel, right. Marish HaGozel, Shebenol Bebira is a Hefke Bez Nefke Takana to encourage Mipnei Takana Sashovim, to encourage the Ganav they should do tshuva. So the Gemara says there in Sukkah, that if you have a marish hagazel for the 7 days, if I stole schach from someone else and I put it on top of my sukkah, I didn't cement it in. It's not like a marish. I built a whole building, so it's going to be a big hefsid. It's going to deter me from doing tshuva if you're going to tell me that I have to knock down the whole building. But over here, what's the big deal? Take off. I built the whole sukkah, then I stole schach from someone else. I stole someone else's mat and I put it on as schach. So give him back his mat. What do we have to make a takana de rabbana? So the Gemara says no, that since he put it up for the duration of 7 days, so it's considered like a marish agozel. So the takana satanaim applies in such a case. So he can leave it on and he doesn't have to take down the stock. If the sukkah is over and he's no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of the sukkah, so then I say he has to give back that schach. That's no longer included in the marish agozel. Because man that he needs it for the mitzvah, that's included in the takana de rabbana, not marish agozel.
Going back to what he just said a minute ago about the filling, isn't the whole reason why we put on the yad before the rosh because of the ima beard?
No. The Gemara doesn't have a pasuk. Shartan lo sal yadecha. No, Eim Avirin, that's why you should put the tefillin in such a way. The Gemara says if you have a tefillin zekel, you can only take out one at a time. So you should first put the deeper one, should be the shalrosh, and the tzitza that's on the outside should be the shalyad. Or if you have one next to the other with a wide opening, so you should remember which side you put the shalrosh, which side you put the shalyad, so that when you take it out, you make up your mind, either the right side or the left side. So when you take it out, you know that you're taking out the shalyad. Because if you take out the shalrosh first, then we say you got to leave it there and you have to take out the shalyad. You're not supposed to put on the shalrosh first, even if you grab that one first. So if you'll take the shalrosh first and leave it and then put on the shalyad, then you'd be in violation of Vema here in Alamitz.
So why don't we apply the same thing by Lula? Maybe you should put the Lula back down this way.
That's what the Shabbos says. You got to put down the whole the lula first, and then you put down the yasin.
If you pick out the lula by accident first,
if by accident a person picks up the lula first, what would the Shabbos say? Would it be machmer that you shouldn't do it in that order? Could be. I don't know. He made up his own drasha. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say. You have to ask Rabbi David Horowitz. He's a descendant of the Shalom. Shalom's name was Horowitz, Halevi. So Rabbi Horowitz will know what the Shalom would say. I don't know. He was just telling me today that there's only one Kohen gene, but there are three Levi genes. That's what he said. Gershon, Kosem, Merari. So he said that they have three different genes for the Levim. But he says for Kohanim, there's only one gene. So he has a whole interpretation on the Gemara based on this assumption. Three genes, one gene. Okay. So this din also, how am I yotze with the sukkah if I put stolen schach on top? So since I need the schach for the mitzvahs, I treat it as if it's a marush agazon shebrol bebir, as if I built the whole building around. Because the mitzvah is considered a dobe shel kev, even though sukkah is a diris aroi, we pass from sukkah diris aroi. But again, to this din, we treat it like a keva, so we treat it like a marush agazol. But still, let it be a mitzvah babavir. The answer is no. A marush agazol, you're kind of mitam hefke bezne hefke, that's an extraneous kinyan. So if you're kind of mitam an extraneous kinyan, then everyone agrees that there's no longer a mitzvah babavir. That's the Pnei Yeshua points that out on this big fat thesis on some azayinim. That's Gemara's all over the place, that's beferish. Fine, so what does the Gemara have over here? The Gemara has that they're a chiddush. After 22 years, Hai milsa kashalei Rav le Rav Yosef es matar tenshtin v'lo yifrika. Rabbo was teasing Rav Yosef. He asked him the same kasha for 22 years. He slugged up his opinion. Rav Yosef says that Yush is not kaina. So Rabbo wipes the floors with him. He has an offer in a Mishnah that Yush is kaina. So finally, after 22 years, and Rav Yosef was appointed a Rosh Yeshiva, Ad Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisha, till he was appointed Rosh Yeshiva or Pirka. Then he had a Siyata Rishmaya to be Mechaven to a Chiddush. What was his Chiddush? Shinei Hashem ki Shinei Maisa Dameh. Not only is Shinui Koine, Shinui Maisa, Tleven Asa Ayel, or Gozal Tzemer Vitzovoy, he dyes it a different color, or he steals wool and he makes a sweater out of it, he knits it and makes a sweater out of it. That's Mamash Shinui. Even a Shinei Hashem is also Koine. Shinei Hashem is also Koine. Fine. And then the Gemara suggests the distinction. Maybe Shini Hashem, if it's Chazal Lebiyasa, is not Kainah. Shini Maisa, even if it's Chazal Lebiyasa, that's a Machlokes, and we would say that it is Kainah. That's the bottom Tosis. Heim lo Shini Ye. Tosis says the Machlokes, Amarayim, and the Gemara, whether Shini Kainah, Shini Ani Kainah, is the Machlokes, by Shini Chazal Lebiyasa. So Shini Chazal Lebiyasa, by Shini Maisa, is Kainah. Shini Hashem is not Kainah. So the Gemara asked that Kasha. Shina Hashem, he had five lines from the top of some of Zion. Omer Al. Shina Hashem, Shaina Chazal Abriyasai. You're telling me Rav Yosef's big Chiddush after 22 years. When he was appointed Rosh Yeshiva, so he had the Siyata Rishmai to give a Chiddush. What was the Chiddush? That Shina Hashem is Koine, if it's not Chazal Abriyasai. In fact, the Marakashe from a Tosefta in Mikvois. What does it say? So the topic that's discussed, that's covered by the Tosefta, is in the area of Sheuvim. And the Gemara says it's Shiny Shivim in the Rabban. We're talking about Baim Shuvim is on the Rabban. The Mishnah says that any Sofik in Sheuvim, you go Lekula. Because Sheuvim is on the Rabban. and it's a bigger din lekula than a normal din of sveika derabon lekula. Let's say the person is becheskas tomei, and then he was toivel in a mikveh, and we're mesupik whether the mikveh had maim shuvim or not. So normally you cannot say the taz and the shach both saying yeri day. You cannot say sveika derabon lekula keneged achazoke keneged cheskasis. But if it's maim shuvim, that's the suffix. So it's such a din the rabbanon kal. You even apply suffix the rabbanon lekula keneged achazoke. The Mishnah is more kulas. It's more kal in several areas. It's more kal than the standard din of sveika the rabbanon lekula. What taka is this din of maim shuvim that we're so mekal about? The whole institution of maim shuvim is only with the rabbanon. So that's what Tosis has a small comment over here. Shiny sheet with the rabbanon. Mufurish prepared kamecha sabayis dav samach vav amrala diva maschil michlal. The Tosis there has a machlekes the rabbeinu tam and the Rashbam. What's the din of kulo shav? What's the din of rubo shav? I have a mikvah. All the water is maim shuvim. See, we're machmer to consider all the water that comes out of the tap as if it were maim shuvim. Why is it maim shuvim? What does it mean maim shuvim? Maim shuvim means the water was contained in a container. The container could be even klei glolim, klei adama, klei avonim. It's a mishnah in mikvahs. Even though klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adama are not mekabel tumah, it's unrelated to the din of kabbalas tumah. It's a din if the water is held in a container. Here, this table is mekabel tumah. It's a kli. But if I have water on top of the table, it doesn't become maim shuvim. It doesn't have a base kibul. That's what Tosis says. Tosis quotes a mishnah like that. Tzinar. Tosis says, "Kinemuchach, as is beferish in Mikvos Perik Dalit Mishnah Dalit, the daf ketavlo sheyesh ba libzavos." See, this the top of the table doesn't have a libzavos. If it would have a lip that goes around the whole thing and it holds, it can contain water. That's a tavlo sheyesh ba libzavos. Let's say the waiters who bring food, so they bring it on a tray, and the tray I think usually has a thing around it so nothing will fall off. Nothing will fall off. A lot of things will not fall off. So if it has it, if it's a tabla, sheishla lives of a bucket that has walls around it, so it can contain water. If you have a kli that has holes all over the place, it's not that the water doesn't become maim shuvim because the kli can't hold the water. So Tosfos there has a machlokes. So some rishonim say that if the whole mikveh shuvim, that has to be a psul deraisa. But how can it be that the chachamim invented from thin air yesh meyayna an invention of maim shuvim? Called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I said, Tikkun has to be patterned after something. So it must be that the secret is like this. If you have a mikveh that's kulo shah uva rubo shav, the whole mem saw, or 21 saw of the mem saw is shuvim, that's no good min haTorah. The Torah's Kohanim learns it up in the pasuk that ach mayon a bar mikveh mayon yatoh, just like a mayon, the water comes from under the ground sources. Obviously, the water is not mayim shuvim, so to a mikveh, the water cannot be mayim shuvim. So the question is, you have many, many drushes in the Torah's Kanam that are only asmachtas from the Rabbanon. And every so often, half of them are real drushes murs, and half of them are asmachtas. So that's a machlokes harishonim. What about this drusha? Ma mayon, the mayon is not mayim shuvim, because it's natural water from under the ground sources. So to mikveh has to be mayim that's not mayim shuvim. So if you hold that kulo shova, rubo shova is a psul deraisa, so then you say this din mit the Rabbanon, that if I have gimel lugi mayim shuvim, three quarts of water of maim shuvim fall into a mikveh that's chaser. If you have a mikveh that already has 40 saw, so we follow the opinion of the Rishonim that you can add on 1,000 saw of maim shuvim to the mikveh, one pasla. Once you have 40 saw, so the mikveh is kosher. Whatever you add on, add a hashaka, so everything is fine and dandy. All the problems are solved. But if you have a mikveh chaser, the mikveh doesn't yet have mem saw, and then you pour in maim shuvim, so that pasles the whole mikveh. You have to let out all the water till you no longer have gimelugim at the end, and then you have to start filling up the mikveh all over again. See, if the Tosis presents one opinion like that, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber paskens that all shuvim is only in the Rabbana, and the Ramah is machmor like these Balei HaTosis. No, kulo shov is the Raisa, rubo shov is the Raisa, gimelugim, that's only in the Rabbana. But kulo shov, the Ramah is machmor. So that's a machlokes. Some Rishonim say, if the whole mikveh shov, a rubo shov, that's a psul de Raisa, and gimelugim is a gzera de Rabbana, or to kulo shov. The other Rishonim say no, that the whole institution of Mechaber holds like that. The whole institution of Maim Shuvim is in Gansen and invention with the Rabbanim. So called the Tikkun Rabbanim came there, I said, Tikkun, what are they patterning it after? What were they geyser otto? What can happen over here? So they say this was Nigza otto ain't Tvila Bikli. That's a din there, I said. that you have to be toivel in a mikveh that's agabi karka. If you have a bathtub that's sitting on top of the ground, have a gigantic jacuzzi or something, that's a kli that's sitting on top of the ground. If you cemented the kli into the ground, so then you got to figure out based on our Gemara, maybe that's mechuba la karka, maybe that's good. So the Gemara says that it's no good because it's chakoko with a b'sofkva, had already a shem kli before you attached it to the ground. So even if you attach it, it's not going to change. But if you if you're pouring cement, how do they make a mikveh? They pour cement in such a way, they don't have a ready-made mikveh and then they cement it to the ground. They pour cement in such a way that when it gets attached to the ground, it has to dry. When the cement dries and turns into concrete, hot concrete, it's already a mokka, it's a mikveh that's mechuba to the karka. It never had a shem kli betolosh. So that's a din derais. Ein tefila bekeli is a din derais. So the tefila has to be in a mikveh mayim that's mechuba, that's agabi hakarka. And so they made it there, the rabbanon. Even if the mikveh is mamish a bore in the ground, but if you're going to use mayim shuvim, that's not acceptable. But the rabbanon gzeir Hashem, people will think that you're allowed to be toivel bikli. The Gemara, in fact, has like that in the end of the second perek in Brochus, I think. The Gemara talks about a balkeri that Ezra made ten takonis. It's one of the ten takonis of Ezra was that a balkeri is not allowed to daven, is not allowed to learn until he goes to the mikveh. So what if he's toivel and mayim shuvim? So the Gemara says, does it get off good? But the takana says, well, it's okay if the mikveh is mayim shuvim. The whole mikveh could be mayim shuvim. But he cannot be toivel and a kli. So you see from the Gemara, there ain't tefila of a kli, that's mochomer than mayim shuvim. So that's what some Rishonim say. They're tipped off from that Gemara. There ain't tefila of a kli, that's a din derais. Mayim shuvim is only a din derabanan, otu, ain't tefila of a kli. But again, the takana says, well, they never were machmer so much. Can't be toivel in a kli, but mayim shuvim wouldn't bother us. That's why they have a men's mikveh. That's why the Dumb Rav Shtibel over here has a men's mikveh and has a big sign that the women are not going to use it for mikveh because there are people walking around in the basement there. The men walking around in the basement, of course the women are not going to use it, but they have a sign you shouldn't use it for tefilas kelim, because for the purpose of the mitzvah tefilas kelim, you have to have a kosher mikveh, so mayim shuvim is not acceptable. So they only use it, the Hasidim only use it for Takana Sezra. Takana Sezra, that's a Beferi Shigmar. That Maim Shuvim is acceptable for Takana Sezra.
So the YU swimming pool would suffice?
Could be. Is it Zeuchlin? Is the water standing still? A mikveh means Kova Vakaima, the water standing still.
Unless
it doesn't have a filter, keeps on going out.
Oh,
yeah. You can turn off the filter. Yeah. Turn off the filter! They always had tainus against YU. What kind of yeshiva is it? It has no mikveh. Do you have a mikveh? Sure.
Filter Zeichlin?
Those
that it comes back.
If
there's
a
sheep
that
that's not
Zeichlin,
it comes back into the mikveh.
I don't know. I think it's assumed that it is a. It goes to a different location. It goes to a different place.
But it comes back into the pool.
If you have a pool of, if you have a mikveh and someone jumps in and he splashes the water all over, so the water's shaking, that's not called zeichlin, because it's moving within the same confines. But if the water's going out to a different location and then coming back, I think we assume that it is zeichlin. I don't know. You got to figure out the details of zeichlin.
And swimming shorts wouldn't be a masik if it's roughly?
If they're tight, it's a chatzitz, because the water doesn't go there. If it's loose, it's not a chatzitz. Yeah. That's in Shulchan Aruch. It's loose, it's not a chatzitz. The din is if a takana says, you only worry about chatzitz is deraisa, ruba yo makbid. If it's a miut, a chatzitz on the miut of the body, then you don't have to worry about it for the purpose of takana says. It just says, an erev Yom Kippur, the Achrayim say, we're machme for the shitas Rav Haigoyen, Rav Sadigoyen, who holds that may be a mitzvah of tefillah deraisa, so then you should be concerned. If it's not too much of a chumah, then you should be concerned even about the chatzitz of the rabbanon, even a chatzitz of miut v'amakdim. But if it's all year long, not erev Yom Kippur, it's a shayla of tefillas balkeri, tefillah and mikveh for chassidim. So it says that a chatzitz that's only the rabbanon, a miut v'amakdim, it does not pose a problem. Just like the Gemara says, mayim shuvim doesn't pose a problem because mayim shuvim is only the rabbanon. So this even kulo shov is good. By mayim shuvim, even if the whole mikveh shuvim is good.
What about taking a shower? Or how long would one need to be roshav rubot underneath the kiluach?
So the Gemara says if the we assume that Takana says it was Mizbatel. In the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, the Gemara says that they did away with Takana Sezer. So they were out there. Right, it holds that that Gemara that says that they abolished Takana Sezer in the days of the later Tanoim, the Ravid quoted by the Rosh, doesn't appear in the Ravid on the Rambam, but the Ravid quoted by the Rosh there says that they only abolished Takana Sezer vis-a-vis learning Torah. They never abolished it with respect to davening. So all of the Chassidim follow the Ravid that for the purpose of davening, a Balkari has to go to Mikvah. So then the Gemara says, Mikra din, you have to be tovel in a mikveh. If he's a chayla, if he doesn't feel well, then what makel that he can have, they can pour Tisha Kabin on Rosh Berubo, and that would also be good. So it depends how sick the guy is, how healthy he is. Usually the college students look pretty healthy.
Yeah. Have it in the shower, what happens if it comes from a kli, assuming that there's a kli underneath, like
has to, yeah, it can't come from more than 3 kelim. The Gimel Lugim, the Teisha Kabin, have to come from a maximum of 3 kelim, and the water has to continue to go. So that's what the Minchas Yitzchak and others discuss. Is that considered that all of the Teisha Kabin are coming from the same kli? You're not pouring a bucket of water directly. There's a container of water somewhere in the building, and then the water is flowing through the pipes that's very far away. So I think they make a lot of that. But a topic for discussion. Is that considered that all of the Tisha Kabin came from not more than 3 kelim?
It's better than doing dying, because the mind is so, it doesn't come directly from the kli. But Tisha Kabin, you don't need it to come directly. It could be either day of war.
I don't know.
Tisha Kabin, would it be reflected off of what?
I don't know. Gotta find out. I don't know. So this is a famous machloikis that Tosis refers you to Amerchas Habayis, Balabasu Dav Samachvov. Agamara says, Shaini Shiva Demidir Rabbanim. Agamara says, well, Mekel, because the whole din of Mayim Shuvim is only the Rabbanim. What part of Mayim Shuvim is only the Rabbanim? So that's a machloikis. So some Rishonim say, even Kulashom, Mechava Paschim is like those Rishonim say, even Kulashom is only the Rabbanim. Everything is Exero Otu, ain't Tvila the Kli. Somebody had a Shaila the other day. What did he call me on? He tells me that someone in New Jersey has a swimming pool in his backyard that they poured concrete in such a way it didn't have a shame kli betolush. So they poured concrete in his backyard in such a way that it should constitute a swimming pool. So they filled it up with water. Fine. They filled it up with water as Mayim Shuvim. If you pour in water from a hose and the water from the hose comes from the tap. So we consider that Mayim Shuvim. So he says, but they had a, what do you call it, a cover?
Tarp.
That's the whole word. Okay. So they had a cover on top of the swimming pool. Why do they have a cover? The kids didn't fall in, whatever. And then it was pouring, and then it was raining a lot. So much rain came down. He's pretty sure that he has, this is unusual, he's pretty sure that he has a boim saw of water on top of the tarp. It's hard to believe, huh? So he wanted to know, so the water below is Mayim Shuvim. So he can't be Tovel Kalim, he wants to be Tovel Kalim. You need a real mikvah k'sherim in Atar. He wants to know, can it be Tovel Kalim in the Mem saw? It's hard to believe that there's Mem saw. The Mem saw that's above the tarp.
Is it a clue?
Makes it Mayim Shuvim? Does it make Mayim Shuvim? Probably has no lives of us.
No,
it's Tvila B'Karka.
So I thought that it's not Tvila B'Karka. I thought that it's no good, that it's not Tvila B'Karka. That the mikveh, if you would remove the tarp and all the waters would be connected, so then the water on top is mechubah with the water on bottom. So all the water is agabi karka. But this is not agabi karka. I thought that the water, mayim ha-yoinim, vayavdel alakim ben ha-tachton, but the mayim ha-yoinim above the tarp is not called mechubah karka. The Gemara says in Chagiga that if you have a big wave from the ocean, flies out, and it lands on the ground, so the Mishnah says if I hold the kli like this, if I jump up in the air and I get fully covered with water around and around, so the Gemara says, ain't tvila ba'avir, that's no good. And the Mishnah that says that if the big wave of water engulfs the person or the kli, that it's a good tefillah. The Gemara says that's if the kli or the person is on the ground, because there's no tefillah ba'avir. You have to have tefillah davke al gabi karka. That's the Yisrael Adin. A mikveh has to be a makam ha-mikveh. Makam ha-mikveh has to be al gabi karka. So I thought it was no good. I told him she'd ask someone who knows mikvahs better. Don't know. Yeah, so these are the two famous opinions. The Mechab and the Ramah have the two famous opinions. But what's the din of Gimalugim I'm Shuvim that apostles and mikvah? That for sure is only with the Rabbah. That for sure. If Rubo, let's say you have a mikveh of... the mikveh has to have 40 saw. So let's say I have a mikveh of 39 saw. And then I pour in the last saw, I pour in Maim Shuvim. So, B'chol HaDeis, Bein LaMachabe, Bein LaRamah, that would be good Menatar. Because it's Rubo, not Shuvim, and it's only Mirtu Shuvim. So we would assume that that's only Pasol Midirabah. Then we mentioned the Tosis Rid in the end of Tainus, I think. And his Chidushim on the Mesech de Tainus. He says, no. He says the halacha that the Gemara always says that Shaina Shuvim is only Midirabah, Gimelugim, Maim Shuvim is only Midirabah. He says, Maim Shuvim is not Mitztarf to a mikveh, that's a Din Derais. And even if you have 39 saw of Maim Ksherim, and the last saw you pour in Maim Shuvim, you don't have a kosher mikveh. But the din that Gimalugim, if you have a mikvah hasera, you only have 39 saw, and you add one saw of Maim Shuvim, now you can't correct it, you have to let out all the water and start all over again, that din is only the Rabbanim. In our Torah, the Gimalugim Maim Shuvim are ignored. It's lamala v'lamorid, it doesn't pass on the mikveh, and it's not mashlim the mikveh. But he thinks that that's a din deraisa, that the Maim Shuvim is never mitzdar to be machsha mikveh. That's a din atar. It doesn't help to say Ruba Kukula. The Bali Ataisis say no. If Rubo Maim Ksherim, and the Miut is Maim Shuvim, so they think that that's good. Where did Taisis get it from that you say Ruba Kukula by a mikveh? You say Ruba Kukula by a mikveh? Let's say the din is that if I eat a kazayis of Macholos Hasuras, I get Malkus. So what if I have in front of me a kazayis macholos asuras and I leave ruboy? So you say ruba kikuloi, that you're going to get malchus. So the Maritz Chais writes such a chiddush in Nazir. And the printer, the one who set the type, couldn't hold himself back. So he puts in brackets, he's wrong. He puts in brackets, but like Korav Zalzeh, no tushtal. He says, no tushtal, the whole thing is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because he don't say ruba kikula when it comes to shiurim. So how did the Bali Ataisis get this idea? If a mikveh needs a shear of mem saw, if you have less than mem saw, it's no good. So how do they say that if it's 21 saw, maim ksherim, and you add it on 19 saw, maim shum, that's l'chol ha'deis. Bein la'machabe, bein la'ramod, that's only the Rabban. Isn't the Taisis read right? How do you say ruba kukuloi when it comes to shurim, if the halacha requires 40 saw, so you have to have the whole 40 saw, should be mine. So the answer is no. The Gemara says, beferish, a mishneh, in Mikvois, that says what?
Right after the one that's quoted here by Tosos. Tosos quotes Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel, and this is Mishnah Dal.
That says?
Maim Shuvim. So it first talks about Maim Shuvim and Meg Shami Mishnah Yisarabu. Maim Shuvim and Meg Shami Mishnah Yisarabu. Bechaser, Uba Uka.
No, better. I want a better Mishnah.
It's right, it follows right afterwards. It qualifies. It says, Im Romina Kasher Kasher, Romina Apostle Apostle, Machta Apostle, Emma Saris Machin, Misarabi Machelo Yagil Lamikta.
No, I want a different Mishnah. No. There's a different Mishnah. Not so solve and not also. There's a Mishnah.
No.
I have a mikveh that has 40 saw of water. And he pours in a gallon of oil, orange juice, apple cider, whatever, wine. So he has 40 saw of water and he has a little wine. What does it bother me? But then he pulls out the plug and he lets out a gallon of water. Then he pours in, but he now has 40 saw. But part of the 40 saw is wine, olive oil, orange juice, tomato juice, whatever it is. So then he pours in some more made papers, and he lets out some more water, more papers. Yeah. So the Mishnah says that ad ruba is good. So this is a din deraisa. The made papers is no good for a mikveh. It's a din deraisa. Verachas b'mayim. You have to have tefillah b'mayim. If you make a mikveh for made papers, that's no good menatur. And nonetheless, you see from the Mishnah that menatur ruba kukuloi. You see that Ruba Kukula applies to a mikveh. So that's where the Rishonim got the idea that what am to the rule that Ruba Kukula doesn't apply whenever there's a shear. You don't say Ruba Kukula that if he ate a roiv of a kazayis, Ruba Kekula said he's going to get malchus. So why does Ruba Kekula apply over here? So apparently it's a different vart over here. This is a shear that gives it a shame mikveh. So if roiv of it, there's water in the miut, there's some other liquid. So then I say Ruba Kekula, so it has a shame mikveh. It's a different kind of a din of... It's a different kind of a shear. When you need a kazayis of oichel, what do you mean? You say, ein achila p'chusim b'kazayis. So you have to eat a kazayis. If you eat three quarters of a kazayis, you can't say ruba kukul. Sof kol sof, it didn't eat the whole kazayis. But over here, you have a mikveh has to consist of a minimum of 40 saw of a liquid. So if it's ruba water and the yuta is made teiris, I mean, a teiris, it's good the way it is. So that's what the Rishonim understood from that Gemara, that the same is true regarding Ruba Kekula of Maim Shuvim. That Kulo Shoba, Ruba Shoba is not with Benater. But if Ruba is Maim Ksherim and the Miut is Maim Shuvim, so Benater, that would be good, that's only a Psul de Rabbah. So this Tosis Rid has a Chiddush. He says that May Paris is like that. And Maim Shuvim is a din, that it's no good. Maim Shuvim, even a Mashu of Maim Shuvim, it's not Mitzdarf to be Mashlim this year. He said, the din, the shiny shiva of the Rabbanon, that's the din of Gimelugim Pasel, the whole mikveh. And you have to let out all the water and start all over again from scratch. That's only with the Rabbanon. But the Maim Shum is not starved to a mikveh. He claims that that's a din menater.
The Nasan
Sa'a
Minato says, Perek Zayin Mishnah
Beis. Okay, Perek Zayin Mikvois, Mishnah Beis.
Before the Neshama Mikvois, Mishnah.
Right before. Before the Neshama Mishnah.
That starts at Tal.
Okay. So what did the Gemara call the Tasefta here? The Tasefta in Kvah says what? Ava Tzinor. You know, have a chunk of wood. Shechakoko. He carves it out to make a base kibul, and then he screws it in, and then he attaches it to the ground. He cements it into the ground. If chakoko lebesof kivo'o, then it's called Hadashem kli betolush, then paisel osam mikveh. So the water that's going to fall into this kli is going to become mayim shuvim. When it goes into the mikveh, it's going to pasel, it's going to have all the rules and regulations of regular mayim shuvim. But what if kiva'o v'lebesov chakoko? What if he first attached it, a block of wood, he cements it into the ground, he screws it into the ground, and then he carves it out, he hollows it out, and he makes it into a base kibul. Eino poisol es hamikveh. Fine. So frek di gemara kashe, v'yar mitshin Hashem nilsehi. And if you hold, even a shin Hashem, she'eino chayzeh l'b'yos, here he carved out the wood, so eino chayzeh l'b'yos. So if you hold the shin Hashem plays a role, afilu kiva'o l'besov chakoko nami lifosel, I should say that there's a Shini Hashem. Why do the Gemara ask from Shini Hashem? Here there's Mamash Shini Maisa. He made it into a Kli. What has it got to do with after 22 years Rav Yosef was appointed Rosh Hashiva and he had a Siyak to the Shema to come up with this Chiddush Nifla that Shini Hashem ki Shini Maisa Dami. So they bop him over the head from Akasha from a Tosefta. V'arei Tzinor, the Meikor Ktsitz, the V'ashto Tzinoira, so it's a Shini Hashem. So what do they ask in Shini Hashem? It's a kasha on everybody. Everybody subscribes to the din of Shinu Koine, Ksiva Tanina. It's a Mishnah by Rishus Sages, and it's a Sivul Shita by the Asnan Zaina. It's a Mishnah Goizel Sakelim, and so on. So this is Mama Shinui. He carved it out. So he said, carving out a Kli. What? Why did the Gemara only ask Akashe from Shini Hashem? It's worse than Shini Hashem. It's a Shini Maisa over there. Why do they think that it's only difficult if you hold from Shini Hashem, Rav Yosef's Stish? If you leave out Rav Yosef, then you have no problems. Why? It's a Tachmamish HaShini Maisa. Even Kivo'o v'lebesov chakokoi should be considered a Kli. So what do we comment on this? We raise the question, what's the din? That a kli that's mechuba lekarka is not mekabel tumah. So what kind of a din is that? Because it doesn't have a shem kli? Oh, no, it has a shem kli, but it's a din that it's not mekabel tumah. Let's say, tfilas kelim. It's a mitzvah that you should be tovel klei suda. Clay suda that you buy from a nochri that once belonged to a nochri, forks and knives and plates and so on, and glasses, you have to be toivel before you use it for eating food. Clay suda ni tvila. So there's a deal, what if it's a kli that only functions when it's plugged into the wall? An electrical appliance. So some came up with an einfall that it does need tefillah skin. What kind of a din is that? Because a kli that's mechuba lekarka doesn't have a shame kli.
Sandwich
maker. Yeah. Hey, let's say a toaster, any kind of a toaster like that, that only functions when it's plugged in. So some gedolim thought, I thought it was a joke, but some gedolim really thought seriously like that, that it does need tefillah skin. So why does it need tefillah skin? So I thought that what they're driving at is that a kli that's mechuba doesn't have a shame kli. But if this would appear for the Gemara that it's not so. There is no such halacha. A kli, they just meant a kli that's mechub is not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, the whole tefillah b'mikveh doesn't apply. Even though when we buy forks and knives from the nocher, we toivel in the mikveh, it's not for the purpose of removing tumah. It has nothing to do with removing tumah. But if it's such a kli that doesn't lend itself to tefillah in the mikveh for the purpose of kabbalah's removing tumah, let's say you have a kli cheres. Let's say you have a kli cheres. So kli cheres can have tara b'mikveh. So therefore, if I buy kli cheres from a nochri, you don't have to have tefillah skelem. What's the comparison? What does one got to do with the other? If tefillah skelem hanikochem in a nochri has nothing to do with removing tumah, so I should say you should still require a tefillah skelem. If you buy the kli cheres, you buy the at the Shabbaton they gave out these china mugs. So china dishes don't need tefillah skelem. Shach has a chomer that if it's mitzupah b'schuches, if it has a little coating on the inside and the outside with glass, then you have to be toivlet. And Moshe writes that he's not toivlet. Many others are makeli against the shach. Basically, it's against the shach. Shach quote these of the head that klicheres on mitzupah b'schuches still has to have tefillah kelim, and there are others are makeli that it doesn't need tefillah kelim. So why doesn't it need tefillah kelim? So the answer is because a klicheres has no tefillah b'mikveh for tumah v'tar. But we're not talking about tefillah for the sake of tumah v'tar. We're all talking all about kelim atomi anyway. But the answer is, you only have to be toivel in a mikveh l'shem geirus. That's what the Yisra Heter writes. When you toivel a kelim, as if you megayer, as if you megayer the kelim. But it only, the mitzvah tefillah kelim only applies to such a kli that lends itself to tefillah b'mikveh. If it's a kli that there can't be mekabel tumah, it's a kli that's mechubah, the karka doesn't have a mekabel tumah, then mekabel tumah, so it doesn't have tefillah b'mikveh, so then you don't need tefillah for the purpose of tefillah skin. So it's not that there's a din that a kli that's mechubah, the karka, that's what we spoke about. It's itzaliyaza, has a tshuvi, can you do it in the tilos yadayim by turning on the faucet? So I said, I never understood, what is there to discuss? Mechubah, the karka, so it doesn't have a shame kli. So the answer is that I'm wrong, and he's right, at least on this one prat. There is no such rule that a mechubah lekarka is not called. It's mucha from our Gemara. The Gemara asked, v'yisal kadaitach. What was the Gemara's argument? How can it be liposa? How can it be called mayim shuvim? It's mechubah lekarka is not a kli. So you see, there is no such rule that mechubah lekarka is not a shame kli. It can have a shame kli even though it's mechubah lekarka. It's a din. Mechubah lekarka is not mekabel tumah. Mechubah lekarka maybe doesn't need tefillah kelim. Because it's not mekabel tumah. There's no such din that mechubah lekarka is not called a kli.
What if the appliance is going to break if you kobel it?
Right. So that's a big shaila. So the pashtus is that there's no mitzvah to break the kli. The mitzvah is if it's possible, you should be tovel the kli before you use it. If it's impossible, so there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to ruin a kli. And others say no. You should be machker the kli. Say you have a coffee maker or something, if you be totally just ruin the whole thing. So then, so others say you should give it over to a non-Jewish secretary. It should belong to a nochri. If the kli belongs to a nochri, then there's no mitzvah tefillah skelem. The pashtus is that you don't even need it. If it's a kli that's going to get ruined by being totally in a mikveh, so there's no mitzvah. So others are machmer that you should give it to a nochri.
What if it's like going to dry in a week? You have to leave it in a week to dry off.
Yes, and then it is possible to be totally.
Sure, it's possible.
Why is it a terrible?
You have to wait a week before you use it, and then you've got it could damage it.
Mm-hmm. You have to find out from the manufacturer whether it'll damage it or not.
So if it could just dry out, that is, if it's usher, then it's not sure, then it would be.
Yeah,
it would
be supposed to be titled before you use it. A person tuggle in the mikvah also has to make sure that he dries himself off before he walks out and catch pneumonia. So he dries himself off. Sure. So you got to dry off the kli before you use it to make sure that you don't get electrocuted. So what was the Gemara's kasha here? The Gemara didn't ask a kasha. Why don't you say, if shina maise is koina? If Shina Maisa is Kaina, Shina Maisa is Kaina, as a Parim Chadosh is Balakam, but it doesn't make it into a Kli. Parim Chadosh is, it's a different Chepta, it's not the same as before. The whole Kashi was, if Shina Hashem is Kaina, Shina Hashem means, Shina Hashem depends on Lashem and the other. If people call it by different name, so that's considered also a new Chepta. So if it's Kivo'o, V'levisov Chakokoi, so people call it now a Kli. So if you go Basa Lashem and the other, Shina Hashem kind of means, it plays a role what people say, what people call it, Lashem and the other, like Benidorm Halachacha Lashem and the other. The Shtar, you determine what's included in the Shtar, Basa Lashem and the other. What did they mean? When it's people signed the contract, what did they mean by that? A person took a neder, a shvul, what did he mean by that? So that depends on Lashem and the other. So here also the Gemara is assuming that Shina Hashem depends on Lashem and the other. What do people call it? Right.
So would we say that we expect, who are we including in the demographic of Bnei Adam?
I don't know, but here everyone will say that he made it into a kli. He had a block of wood that was cemented to the ground, and then he hollowed it out, he carved it out, and he made it into a kli. So the Gemara says, if you hold the Shina Hashem Milsi, then you have a kasha. If you hold Shina Maisa Milsi, so he did a Shina Maisa, so it's part of Chadoshes, but still, Sof Kol Sof, it's not a kli. It was Mechuba before, so it doesn't get a shame kli be Mechuba. But if you hold Shina Hashem Milsi, what do I mean Milsi? That you go basa loshem liyadam, so loshem liyadam, people call it a kli now, and that should play a role on the level of their isis. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Afilu kvod b'sof chakok anami lifosa. The Gemara says you're right. It's a good kasha. We're dealing with shuvim derabanan, so we're not so medakta. But you see from this Gemara that mechuber is called a kli. There's no tie to this asri. They think it be mechuber, and it's still called a kli. Otherwise, you don't understand what was the whole. What's the whole discussion in the Gemara?
Not for Shubin,
because the Rebbe says there's some things that are found in the Kabbalah but aren't found for Kli, came up for Shubin, and there are things that aren't in the Kabbalah but aren't found in the Yashin. And that's on Tumah. You have Kli Glonim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adomah, not in Kabbalah Tumah, even with the Rabbonim, but it's still the Mishnah says it makes Maim Shubin. Then you can have a Kli, let's say this chair is in Kabbalah Tumah, but if the water, but it doesn't have libs of us, it doesn't have any power to contain anything. So if the water bounces off of the chair and goes in, that's not going to be an issue of Maim Shuvim. And maybe a different issue, that's what we mentioned. The Gemara Zvah from Daf Chafeim Bey says there's another psul. If the Hisavas HaMikveh, if the water going into the mikveh is coming, bouncing off from a Dova HaMikabal Tumah, so that's a psul in the Asiyas HaMikveh. That's a din deraisa. That everybody agrees. That's a very strange thing. Gemara quotes it from Rabbi Yochanan. And they should have quoted a Mishnah. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say the Ram Mishnah said deal with the din. The Ram Mishnah said it based on the assumption that there is such a din of Haviyasai they don't have a kabbalah, but the din itself is never spelled that explicitly in the Mishnah. It's assumed that you know that din. So that's a different din. Haviyasai they don't have a kabbalah tumah is another din. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start. We'll review the din of Haviyasai they don't have a kabbalah tumah. Yes.
What's regarding the faucet being
I don't know. The Tzitz Eliezer has a discussion on it. I think he wants to say that maybe it's good. I think he says that Mikra didn't it's good. I don't know. I was very surprised with the whole truth. My instinctive reaction was I was surprised. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's Mechuba. So that I was wrong. Maybe a plea not Mechuba. I got to read it again. He's right.